Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Democratic presidential candidate Beto O'Rourke has been visiting New Hampshire, touting his support for various progressive causes, including universal health care, criminal justice reform, and free community college. The former Texas congressman's positions are common ones in the crowded 2020 Democratic presidential field. After a few days of campaigning in New Hampshire, he sat down with WBUR's Bob Oakes.
Congressman, thanks for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Grateful to be here, Bob. Thanks for having me on.
There's an enormous amount of experience and deep resumes among the field of 2020 Democratic candidates. Tell us what makes you better than the rest.
Well, in terms of a judgment of being better or worse, I got to leave that to the people who make the decision in this election. But I'll share some of my experiences and allow you to make that determination. I was born and raised in El Paso, Texas, at a time that so much of the country is focused on the U.S.-Mexico border and on our challenges and opportunities when it comes to immigration and asylum seekers and our relationship with the rest of the world. And I have a very powerful, positive story to tell about communities like ours, communities of immigrants that don't just make us more successful as a country, but make us safer and more secure. Served in Congress for 6 years, every day of that in the minority, and yet we were able to get things done by finding common ground with Republicans, expanding access to mental health care for veterans, protecting public lands, working with my Republican senior senator, John Cornyn, on investing in our connections with Mexico.
You often tout on the campaign trail that you came within 2.6% of beating Ted Cruz in the last election, which you were just talking about. You point out you were a congressman for 6 years, but is that enough? Are those two things presidential qualifiers?
Again, it's going to be for people to decide, but we just ran a campaign across Texas through every one of the 254 counties, won more votes than any Democrat in the history of the state, won independents for the first time in 10 years, and won the votes of 500,000 Republicans that helped two new members of Congress, both Democrats, win their seats and flip the House of Representatives, changed the composition of our state legislature, and helped elect 17 African-American women to judicial positions in Houston. We've literally helped to change a state that was 50th in voter turnout to one that's fully engaged and now counts more than it ever has.
Climate change, the first and so far only detailed policy proposal, is your plan to address climate change by investing $5 trillion over 10 years aimed at reducing greenhouse gas emissions to net zero by 2050. That's $500 billion a year of investment over 10 years. How are you possibly going to get that funded?
If we fail to do this, we will be spending tens of trillions of dollars more to literally bail out communities or see others completely washed away. The course that we are on has this planet warming another 3 or 4 degrees Celsius after just 1 degree since 1980. And so the floods, the fires, the droughts, the storms that we see today will appear like a drop in the bucket compared to what comes if we do not act as forcefully and as boldly as we can right now. If we were to roll back the worst of the Trump tax cuts that flowed disproportionately to the wealthiest in this country, if we were to tax capital at the same rate that we tax income from labor and work and wages, we will have more than enough. And so I know that we can marshal the resources, the public will. The people of the future are counting on us now, and we cannot be found wanting.
In 2016, you voted against an amendment that would have banned funding for the exploration of offshore drilling in the eastern Gulf of Mexico, an anti-environment vote, in the words of the League of Conservation Voters. As a congressman, you repeatedly voted with Republicans on bills boosting the fossil fuel industry and other Republican policies. Are you an environmentalist now out of convenience because you have to be to run in this Democratic field?
If you look at my career as a city council member helping to close down the Asarco copper smelter, belching pollutants in our area, protecting the Otero Mesa Chihuahuan desert wilderness from oil and gas exploration, ensuring actually during the Trump administration that we saved 7,000 acres of Chihuahuan desert wilderness in El Paso. I've lived conservation. But as long as we are going to depend on fossil fuels, I want to make sure that we extract those resources from this country, that we no longer depend on the unstable parts of the planet where we so often have to go to war to secure our supply lines. So the reality is that there will be a period of transition, and I want to make sure that we're mindful of how we do that and maintain this country's energy independence.
Let's move on. Since the release of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report, you said there must be consequences and there must be accountability, and we must get behind the House of Representatives if they pursue impeachment. Do you see clear obstruction of justice here?
There was clearly obstruction of justice when the president fired the principal investigator into what happened to our democracy in 2016. As a candidate, he invited the involvement of a foreign power, literally called on them to find Hillary Clinton's emails, which they dutifully began doing that very same day. As president, not only fired Comey, but asked his attorney general, Jeff Sessions, to stop the Russia investigation. And then after the Mueller report was released, one of his first calls is to Vladimir Putin, with whom he spent an hour on the phone, declaring the entire investigation a hoax, sending the signal to that country that meddling going forward is going to be tolerated and that there will not be any consequences. If Congress fails to act on this, then we will have sent the message that what has happened is okay and that some people, given their positions of power and public trust, are above the law. And so the surest means of pursuing the facts as far as they go and as high up as they lead are impeachment proceedings. And I'm hopeful that in a sober, deliberate way, the House will begin to proceed to ensure that we get to the truth.
Are you worried, though, that Democrats might overplay their hand in pursuit of legal action against the president?
It's not the issue that is first and foremost in voters' minds, at least in the town halls that we have held. But if we fail to act, we might very well fail this democracy and fail the generations that follow us.
Congressman Beto O'Rourke, thank you very much for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition. Appreciate it.
Grateful to you, Bob. Thank you very much.